717 now at KLIF. Well, something's happening in Washington that will affect our country for decades to come, and you probably don't even know about it. So far, President Trump has appointed dozens of people to lifetime judicial posts at a record pace. Joining us with more on what this could mean is attorney Byron Henry with Schief and Stone. He specializes in federal courts. Good morning, Byron.
Good morning.
Is it true these appointees could have a huge impact on the legislative agenda for decades?
Well, not just necessarily on the legislative agenda, but certainly these lifetime appointments stay on the bench a minimum 20, 25 years, and in some cases they're on the bench 40 years, decades after a president leaves office. So they do have an effect on the country, and also just the nature of the kinds of laws and the kind of review that courts give the laws Congress passed, as well as the review of constitutionality of statutes and whatnot. There's a big divide on how conservative and more liberal judges view the Constitution and how to interpret it. And so when you're appointing young conservatives to the bench who may stay on the bench for 35 to 40 years, it has a lasting impact on the courts.
I've always wondered just how big a deal this really is with the term, you know, talking about a person's political perspective in terms of him being able to be, him or her, being a great judge in dealing with the rule of law. I mean, is that something we really need to be concerned about?
Well, certainly judges, you know, are one of the three co-equal, co-sovereign branches of government. We need to be concerned about the courts. And in fact, a lot of conservatives who were not happy with Donald Trump as the nominee from the Republican Party, basically a lot of them held their nose and voted for him anyway, because the Supreme Court seat that was open when Justice Antonin Scalia passed away was going to be filled by the next president, and they wanted it to be a Republican, as well as all these other court positions. There were nearly 200 open federal judgeships whenever Donald Trump was elected that he needed to fill, which is, you know, roughly a quarter of the entire judiciary in the United States. So it does matter. We hope it's not for partisan reasons, but there is a philosophical difference between more conservative judges and liberal judges on how to review statutes in the Constitution. So, as you know, gun rights was a 5-4 decision by the Supreme Court. Same-sex marriage was a 5-4 decision by the Supreme Court. And there's been many 5-4 decisions by the Supreme Court where one vote of one justice made a difference in national policy. So it does impact people more than they think.
Sounds like some of these appointees don't have much courtroom experience. Last week, the New York Times reported that Brett Talley has never even tried a case and was approved by the Senate Judiciary Committee for a post in Alabama. How important do you think it is that these folks have courtroom experience?
Well, I think it's more important that they had experience. And so if you're a former Justice Department lawyer and you work on policy, it's possible you haven't actually tried cases, but you have experience in other areas. Now, courtroom experience is important, and I think it should go into the hopper on whether or not they're qualified. But there's been a couple of other appointees Donald Trump has nominated to some courts that were academics. And, of course, academics who study and write on the law, they don't have courtroom experience either, and there's academics on both sides that have been appointed to the court. So while I do think it is a factor to consider, I don't think it is the number one thing. If you don't have courtroom experience, you can't be a judge. You may have drawn your experience in other ways, working in the Justice Department or working in academia.
All right. Byron, thank you very much. Good talking with you again, as always. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
There's Byron Henry. He is with the law firm of Schief and Stone.